Good. Okay, so we're on Parakeh of Yeshaya. We've got a lot of stuff here. That's very pretty. That's very cute. All right. It says Parak. So here's a little bit of a mashal that Yeshaya is going to give his nevuah to Bnei Yisrael. I'm going to sing for my beloved, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the song of my loved one regarding his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard in a very fertile spot over here. Now, this is going to be poetic parable. Yeshaya is going to convey to the people his disappointment in the vineyard's produce, that you're not doing what you could have done, right? It's called a song, even though it's all about like punishments and stuff like that. It's terrible, terrible, terrible stuff. Nonetheless, right, it's going to be all about the message of God's undying love, even though bad things happen. Okay, that's what it's going to be. It's God to Bnei Yisrael. So here we go. So what did he do? He fenced it in. He took away the stones. He planted it, sorek with branches. Right, but even Migdal Besocho, and then he built a tower in the middle of it. He even made a little bit of a wine cellar. He wanted to make really good grapes, and instead he made terrible, terrible grapes. Like the little, tiny little guys, you know, those tiny little ones that just sort of like, they look disgusting and everything like that. See, each one of this is an interesting thing. The fencing into the vineyard is gullus. He made us have a concept called gullus of Mitzrayim. He then surrounded us, Sakleu, was took away all the stones, referring to the Anani HaKavod. When it says, Vayitayu, he planted us, that refers to Har Sinai, when we got the Torah itself. Okay, that's when he planted us. But even Migdal B'socho is he gave us mitzvos. That was the tower inside, right, in which we were supposed to do. Gam Yakev Chatzibo refers to Eretz Yisrael, as well as the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach, etc. Right, and he hoped to make grapes. I mean, he wanted Bnei Yisrael to be the best people ever, so he wanted to give them everything good. Instead, he came out with rotten little things. Right, the Jewish people did not take what they were supposed to do. Pasuk Gimel Vayata Yoshev Yishalayim Yishuyuda Shiftuna Beni Uben Karmi. And now, people who live in Yishalayim, the people of Yehuda, I'm going to judge between me and my vineyard, says Hashem. Malos hazod l'karmi, what can I do for my vineyard? Lo sisibo, that I have not already done. Matu kivesi lasos anavim yas b'ushim. Why I hoped to be able to make grapes, and I ended up making this. What did I do wrong? Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu to the people. What did you think that I did wrong that you're now punishing me for? What did I do? Vato diana oskam, I'm going to tell you, as Hashem yosel l'karmi, I'll tell you what I'm going to do to my vineyard. Hasim b'sukaso v'yilavayr. I'm going to take away the fence, and then it's going to be destroyed. Parots gedero, I'm going to knock down the fence while you lemirmos, and people are going to trample on it. Vegetil bustle lo yuzamer. I'm going to make it a wasteland. I'm not going to prune it. Lo yader, I'm not going to dig. V'ala shamir, the worms will come up, v'shayis, and thorns. V'ala ovim, atzava mehamter alav matar. And I'm going to tell the clouds, don't rain out at any rate. I'm going to make sure that I totally destroy this vineyard. I want everything gone, and I want to make it desolate so that they realize, the vineyard, the grapes, know when they're thrown out in the middle of nowhere, these seeds that are brought by, you know, somewhere else, that they'll know what they did. Kikar Hashem Tzvakos Beis Yisrael. The vineyard of Hashem, if you haven't guessed it yet, the vineyard of Hashem is Bnei Yisrael. The Ish Yehuda Natash Yashuav, and the people of Bnei Yehuda are his favorite plant. He had a couple people in the crowd going, oh! The Yikav Lemishpat. They'd hoped for judgment, for justice. Bnei Mishpat, Mispach, but it was all nothing. Litztaka, Vihine Tzaka. They wanted Tzedaka, but it was Tzaka. So it's cute over here, right? Mishpat and Mispach, Tzedakah and Tzaka. Obviously, we're only off by one letter over here. Now, that's not a little bit of anything. That means that it refers to Bnei Yisrael, we're so close, but yet so far. We learned that the word Kadesh, which stands for prostitution, is one letter off from Kadosh and being something that's holy. They're searching for something, they're just going in the wrong direction. You went the wrong way, and sometimes that's the worst thing that can happen. I'm not going to destroy everything. There's still going to be roots. Those people are still going to be there. I'm just getting rid of everything on top of the ground. And on the outside, it looks like everything's going. Hoy magia bais bevayis, sada besada. Woe to those who connect house to house, field to field. Yakrivu, make it so close at efes makom, until there's no place to live. Vushavtem levadchem bekarav aretz. And then you live by yourselves, right, in the land of Eretz Yisrael. So the whole point is that what you were trying to do is you were trying to give tzedakah, and you might have given over tzedakah just to mess over other people. You made your vineyard next to the other vineyard. You said like, oh, Yisrael, you have a vineyard that's right next to mine. You're my neighbor, right? Here, why don't I lend you $1,000, right? And knowing that you were going to use it on booze and the stuff that you usually use it on. And then, oh, you need to give me $1,000. I'll take your field. So woe to those who are adjoining house to house. Well, I really needed the house. How else was I going to get the house? Give me the person who did that already. Come on. A guy who saw the field and said, I want that field. Achav did that to Neville at Carmeli, right? He grabbed it, Neville.
No, it
sounds like Neville.
Yeah.
I don't even remember why I'm thinking of Neville. Navar Karmeli. Yeah. No, it is Naval Karmeli. Yeah, it is Naval Karmeli. It was, it that also was Naval.
Yeah.
He was known as a Menuvel by the times of David HaMelech because he couldn't give him any money for the sheep. He was known as a Menuvel later on as well. All right, but also Hashem Tzvakosim, lo batim rabim l'shama. Oy, with my ears, right, Hashem Tzvakos. Many houses are going to be desolate. You don't live in Tova Main, you'll shave, they're going to be huge and nice, but no one's going to live there. Right? A vineyard of 10 pairs of oxen work is going to give forth one bas, right? That's 25 liters, 5.5 gallons. Zerachol Mariasa Eifa, it's going to end up making an Eifa. In other words, everything's going to go down and down and down. Hashem is going to withhold the produce from actually growing from the ground. You might know some people like this. Woe to those who get up early in the morning in order to drink beer. Late in the night, they drink wine. They work in order to drink. And that's what they're for. Yakino ben Evel Tofa Khalil. They have the harp and the lyre and the lyre, right? And the drums and the flutes. V'ayim, they drink their wine. That's Paul Shem Liabitu, but they don't care about God. Masi Abdullo Ra'u. They don't have anything. You know, I was listening to the radio today and I heard a guy calling up the radio station when the Bears game went on. And the guy said, you know, I was so sickened to my stomach from the Bears game yesterday, I couldn't go to work on Monday. Oh. You hear that? He ruined his day. He couldn't go the next day. Now, I agree that the Bears game was terrible. Nonetheless, I didn't get to see the terrible part.
What happened?
I don't know. They lost, but it was like the second half. I don't know.
You're doing great the first half.
But I agree. That was a terrible game. But if you ruin... Okay, whatever. I think we understand. That's the idea behind it. By the way, he does say, in the Miam Lois over here, parties of bacchanalism. Now, I had no idea that this guy had a good vocabulary, but Bacchus is a famous Roman god, the Roman god of wine, right? So that's pretty good around this. Yeah, 100%. Like go ami mi bli dos. Therefore, my people are exiled without any wisdom. Kvodo misei rov. Their honorable ones will die of hunger. V'amanut tzchait sama. And the people, the multitudes, are going to die of thirst. Lechen yurchiva sheol nafsha. Therefore, sheol, Gehenim, will widen itself. Will parapia, will open up its mouth, libli chok, without any amount. The greatest ones, the unbelievable ones, are all going to die. Even the ones that you thought were going to live forever, those are the guys that are exactly going to die. Pasuk tesvav. Vayishach adam yish balish. The man got lowered, humbled, etc. They lowered those haughty eyes. We say that word, right? Hashem got raised up in mishpat, and the great God was niftash bitztaka. In other words, that's what you have to do. If you have mishpat and tzedakah, then you'll be able to raise yourselves back up. Ro kivashim. Kidavram. Right? V'chorvos mechim garam yochelu. Right? So then, sheep will then take pastures as they were before. And people will be able to eat the ruins of the fat ones. Meaning all those rich people will be gone and all you'll have are farmers and little guys that will take up all this land. Yes, Dave.
There's one ingredient missing from the formula, I think, in the beginning, unless I missed it, of this parak. You have to water the grapes with something, right? What is the actual watering?
It well, the rain. Supposedly... The rain, he said, because the farmer did say it, but you're right. Why didn't he say that you watered
it? Like, if you're going to talk about the mitzvahs, that represent the migdal. But that had really nothing to do with grapes growing. What is watering these grapes? What is feeding these grapes? What is fertilizing these grapes?
That's a great call. And I don't know.
Because it doesn't mention anywhere.
That's so strange. Why would not Kadosh Baruch have said that? Okay, we're going to get to this next time. I'm going to look this up. I'm going to have to look up more than just, you know, the little things over here. Okay, Bli Nether. We have that for next time. Let's see the next one. So that's that. Pasuk Yud Ches. Hoy Moshe Gavu Mechav Le'eshav. Woe to those who pull sins upon themselves with ropes of falsehood. Kavuz HaGalach HaTa'ah. And like the ropes of wagons they call sins. Now here's the pshat, by the way. So it goes like this. A regular rope, right? A little tiny rope, whatever it is, obviously is strong. But it becomes stronger when you need to pull a whole wagon with it, right? When a person sins and does more and more and more, it adds onto the rope. It's more and more strings to the rope, where if you have 100 little strings together, that becomes an extremely powerful rope. Let's quicken, hasten the acts of Hashem. So we'll see. Let's let the plan happen. People who say, let's see what can happen. Why not bring Mashiach right now? Let's make him hasten it. Let's make HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it sooner. I've heard people say that Mashiach can only come if there's everybody doing good or everybody doing bad. So the guy said to me, right, I haven't heard this just once. I've heard this quite a few times. So why don't we all just sin? Every single person should break Shabbos and the Mashiach will have to come. Brilliant, Holmes. I think you know the answer to that question. But it is a brilliant way of thinking. Of course he didn't go the other way. Let's make sure that everybody does it. Right? Of course he didn't go that way.
It's easy to make everybody do it.
I agree. I just invited over my brother-in-law and his girlfriend for Shabbos. I have them staying in different rooms. Noach or Lech Lecha, I don't remember. It's Noach. Yeah, I just invited them over.
It's a Shabbos project.
Oh. You got to have people over. Got to have people over. Get anybody you can. Somebody's not from. What?
I might have someone over.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Look at that. I mean, a Russian guy having somebody over. That's crazy. That's crazy. Woe to those who say that evil is good and good is evil, meaning they look the wrong way. They make the darkness light, they make the light darkness, they make the bitter sweet, the sweet bitter. And they just turn around. They have absolutely no idea. They're so spiritually deprived and blind. They have literally no idea what they're doing. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes. And against, you know, right in front of their faces, they think they're understanding. Right? Woe to those who are strong and drink wine, and the men of might that they're just mixing drinks. Why? Guys, if you're so strong and you're so powerful and you're so able to do anything, why are you wasting your time getting drunk? What are you doing with all that? That's the line. Matzika Russia Ikev Shokhad. They make the Russia a tzaddik for bribery. When they deny vindication from each of the righteous, meaning whenever somebody comes along, they say like, no, it wasn't me. Okay, that's that. Just like straws consumed by a fire, and chaff is turned to ashes by a flame. Their roots are going to be made into bitter, to nothing. Their flowers are going to be like dust. Because they despise the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they despise the word of the Holy One of Israel. All because of the tithes, and that's the blossoms, etc. Therefore, God got angry at his nation. He turned his hand upon them, and he smacked them. And he quaked the mountains, and then the corpses were like dung in the middle of the street. At that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not stop, and his hand was still outstretched because of the people, what they were doing. He called out a proclamation to the nations from far away. He whistled to them from the edge of the land, and they quickly came. There was no one tired or weary there. They did not sleep nor slumber. They did not open up their belt. They did not loosen any of their shoelaces. They literally ran to Bnei Yisrael to wage war. Their arrows are sharpened, and all their bows are drawn. The hooves of the horses, katsar nechshavu, they're considered like rocks. The galgil of kasufa, and their wagons are like a whole storm. Sha'agalo kalavi, they roar like a lion. Yishag kakfirim, they roar like little lions. Yino b'yochiz tara b'yafli b'ematzil, they're going to grab whatever they want, no one's going to save from them. Yino malaba yamahu kinamas yam, there's going to be a roar on that day like the roar of the ocean. And the enemy is going to have, and the light of the heavens is going to be dimmed. And that's going to be a sad time. That's what a Kaddish Baruch Hu does as a punishment. I'm still going to look up your question. I don't have it, but let's start Perek Dalet over here. Now, we're going on to a different part over here. Pishnas Mos Uziyahu, HaMelech Yehu Uziyahu, Ve'eres Adoni Yoshev Akisa Ramanisa V'shulav Malayim HaSehechol. Now, in the year that Uziyah died, I saw my master, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sitting on a throne up high, right? And the feet of the throne filled the heichal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this is Yeshaya's vision that Yechezkel saw. That's called Mari Yechezkel at the very beginning of Yechezkel. You know, he had like the whole thing, and he sees the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he sees the Malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever it was. There's a difference. Yechezkel saw it like, you know, a villager seeing like the big city for the first time. He's like in New York and Manhattan. He's like, like that, you know? The guy who lives in New York, who sees the view every day, is just like, whatever. You know, it's not that big of a deal. Yeshaya never felt like it was a big deal to him. Yechezkel treated it like a big deal. So Yeshaya is like, oh, God. That's how he treated it. Well, on the other hand, now, why was it there? What happened over here? Uziyah was a king who decided one day that he was going to make, instead of the norm, whatever it was, he was going to be a Kohen Gadol together being a Melech. He's going to be the Melech and the Kohen Gadol. So he went up to the Mizbeach and he brought his stuff. As he's bringing it up there, all of a sudden he got smacked with Saras, and a huge earthquake went throughout the land. The Kohanim then chased him out of the Beis Hamikdash, tried to kill him. Uzziah's son, Yosam, took over the kingdom. At that moment, Yeshaya saw this vision. Okay, saw the vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu filling up the temple. That's what ended up happening right over there. Okay, as if to say, by the way, that this is God going up against the king, Uzziah, to nail him for what he was doing. Like, God did it himself. He nailed Uzziah for what he was doing. Srafim omdim mimalo, there were angels that were known as Srafim, standing above him. Sheshnachafayim le'echad, right? There were six wings for each one of them. B'shtayim yechas apanav, two of them he covered his face. B'shtayim yechas araglav, two of them he covered his feet. B'shtayim yofef, and the other two, they used in order to fly. Okay, that's what they are. Now, we don't know what any of this means. But v'korazel zev yamar, kadosh, 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 Hashem, tzvokos, malacho, aretz, kvodo. Right? They said the line that we say in Kedusha every single day. That's what Yeshaya heard them say when they were there. Again, it's all together. Korazel zev. In order for malachim to sing shir, they have to get reshus from the malach above them. The malach, every malach knows their state in life and where they are. They would ask reshus, Yisrael, do you give me permission to say shira? You say yes, then you ask David. David asks Nechamim. Everybody asks the Malach that's above them until they get all the way up to a Kasri, which is the top level of Malachim that are up there, and that's that. They're doing it in unison. No one is trying to outstrip the other ones, like maybe you know from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where one guy's like, Kadosh! You know, like knocking everybody else down. They're saying it together, where it works out together with everybody else. Right? That's the idea. They're trying to do it together. Ve'anu amos hasipim mikol hakore. The doorposts shook. This is the Heichal HaKodesh. Shook from what the Kuala Baba Bayisim Alei Hashon. The whole temple be filled with smoke. This was the earthquake. It's not that there was an earthquake and therefore the Heichal shook. What happened at that moment is when Uzziah deserved that punishment, the Malachim called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, and it was such a scream that it caused, so to speak, an earthquake to happen on earth. This was the physical manifestation of the Malachim singing Shira and Shemayim. Call it, as the geeks do, the Matrix, if you will. But the Shemayim up above causing what's happening down here in that area. Okay? The smoke represents the Shechina. But Omar Oili Kini Mesi Ki Ishtu Mesu HaSayim Anochi said, woe to me, I'm silenced. I can't speak. I'm a man that's tummy of my lips. I'm sitting among people that speak Lashon Hara. Now I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my very own eyes. How can I do such a thing? Now, he felt that he had sinned, right? That he didn't praise God together with the Srafim. He felt he had sinned by saying that I can't speak. I must have done something wrong. But the truth is, he only said something wrong right now. He should have just said, I have bad lips. Instead, he said about Bnei Yisrael, and they have bad lips. I'm among a people that is Tmei Sosayim. For that, he is now going to be punished. One of the Srafim flew to me. In his hand was a coal that he had taken with tongs. Angels have tongs. Vayaga al pi. He touched my lip. I think that's it, yeah. This is now going to touch your lips. Your sins will be gone. You'll have a complete kapara. And you should know this kapara that you're going to get for speaking this Lashon Hara, this is a temporary kapara. Your full kapara will only come when you die later on. Remember how Yeshaya died? He was killed by his grandson, Menashe. Right? His grandson, Menashe, killed him. That was going to be his final kapara. That was his final kapara. But your kapara for now is going to be this burning of the lips. Your lips said that I'm among Ish Tomei Sosayim. You are now going to be burned on the lips from that. I'm sorry?
Something similar to Moshe?
Almost as if to say, obviously, the coal burning is that. You should know, again, we've mentioned this before, Yeshaya and Moshe are similar in over 15 different ways. Okay, Yeshaya and Moshe are very, very similar in that way. Moshe also was not affected by seeing the heavens open up in front of him. He wasn't affected by that also.
Start a list.
I think it has it over here. It has like 12 of them. Anyway, Va'ashmas Kol Hashem Omer Esmi Ashlachem Yelech Lanu Va'Omer Ini Shalcheini. So I heard the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, who am I going to send? Who's going to go for us and go tell the people that they're doing something wrong? And I said, me, send me. And that's what it was. Send me. Send Yeshaya. I'm willing to go. I'm willing to be that person. I know he says that well, but I'm willing to go over Yomer Leich Va'amarta Lamazeh. Go, say to these people, Shimu Shemua, listen, Al Tavinu, right? But you might listen, but you're not aware. Uru'u Ra'o Val Tedo. You might think you see something, but you don't really know it. Hashmin leva amazeh. The heart of these people is very fattened. Ba'ozav hachbeid. They have hardened their, I don't know what that word is. They deafened their ears. Ve'enav asha, right? And they closed their eyes. Pen yira ve'enav ozav nishva ve'levavu yavin ve'shav ve'rav alo. Because maybe they'll see with their eyes and they'll hear with their ears, right? Their hearts will understand. But if they do so, then the little tshuva and things will be good. He's giving them a suggestion. If you really do see it or hear it and understand it, things will be good. Ba'omer hadmasa Hashem. How long will this be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How long will it be for the people until they finally listen? Vayomer, ad asherim sho'u arim me'ein yoshev, until these cities are destroyed, nobody lives here. Abatim me'ein adam, their house is filled with nobody. Va'adam et yishmama, and the ground, right, is completely desolate. That's when they'll finally listen. V'richach Hashem et adam v'rabo azuv v'karev ha'aretz. Hashem will keep man far away, and there will be a lot of forsakenness in the midst of the land. V'od ba'asiriya v'shava. Then there will be, I don't know what you want to call it over here, 10% that will return. Vice Lavayer Ka'ela, right? They will continuously be destroyed. And the oak, right, just like the oak sheds its leaves while the trunk remains intact, that's what's going to happen to the people that come back to Eretz Yisrael. That's what Ezra and Nehemiah and everybody else, they kept losing and losing and losing. It's going to be really, really bad. The leaves are going to rot, but the trunk is going to remain. In the end, everything's going to be okay. Now, King Uzziah ended up dying, okay? Yosam ended up becoming king. Yosam actually wasn't bad. Yosam was a good king. The next king to take his place after Yosam was Ahaz. Ahaz was terrible. This is the father of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who Chizkiyahu, after he died, dragged his bones to the street. He was such a bad person altogether. We're going to see that there were going to be wars in his time. Now we're skipping all the way from the times of Uzziah down to the times of Ahaz ben Yosam, talking about the wars and Yeshaya's dire warnings to Ahaz, telling him what should be. Stop with that.